We strive to provide accurate information. We do not engage in rendering legal or accounting advice. Since the details of your situation are fact-dependent, you should additionally seek the services of a competent professional.
Shares in the financial sector are slipping around the world today.
Post $5.5 billion in annual losses.
How much do I need to know about my IRA?
$1 trillion deficit.
He has no idea how bad it is out there.
Should I be investing in the stock market?
The Dow falling almost 1.5% today.
Unemployment benefits are about to run out.
You know, things have really gone bad.
Your wealth is evaporating.
If you have questions about the financial health of your portfolio, you've tuned in for information that could change your life. Everything from what to do with your money to managing your cash flow and planning for the future. Get the answers to your questions and much more on the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete. And now, your guides through the financial jungle. It's the Financial Safari.
Today we have a very special guest from Akron, Ohio. His name is Lee Hyder, and he has been helping folks for years and years in the life insurance industry, saving money. Lee, I think I could introduce you all day long, but I want to welcome you to the Financial Safari and tell the folks the three things that you like about what you do in your life.
Well, to be honest with you, I really want to focus, if I can, for just a few minutes on the phone call here in respect to what I enjoy. For a long, long time, almost 20 years, I've been in what we call the senior market, the retiree market, and I love sitting with people that have 30, 40 years of experience and just really listening to some of the things that they've done with their life. So it's kind of interesting, in the financial world, we tend to think when we sit across the table from our clients that they're going to learn from us. But really, I think it's the opposite. I think there is so much to be learned by just listening to people that have been around for 60 and 70 years. That's probably one of the most enjoyable things of this business, just meeting and talking to these people.
And I've known you for a while, and I know you, your nickname is the Roller Coaster Guy. So you want to go into that a minute? Just tell people why you call yourself the Roller Coaster Guy.
Sure. We've been rather blessed. My wife and I are kind of two adolescents in rather decaying adult bodies. We actually have a beach house on the shores of Lake Erie located in Sandusky, Ohio. And for the people that are roller coaster aficionados, for 10 years in a row, that amusement park has been voted the number one roller coaster park in the world. So our activity every weekend, Saturday and Sunday morning, is to race like a 12-year-old to become the two people in the front car of every roller coaster. So people call us the Roller Coaster Guy because that's where we spend our weekend.
Well, Peter Rashawn has a little present for you, Peter.
I am a roller coaster junkie. If I could, I would ride them all day long. I am a roller coaster junkie, and that's one of the reasons for this song. See, I like to ride the coaster.
The roller coaster song is your theme song because you're the roller coaster man, Lee.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Peter.
Well, Peter, I know we have a field trip to make, don't we?
Hey, I'm there, Coach. And Lee, I'm a big roller coaster fan myself, and that park is one that I haven't been to yet, so I'd love to come up and check you out.
Oh, fantastic.
We have to go up to Ohio one day and get on a roller coaster. Anyway.
And not only on the roller coaster, we got to get you in the front seat of the front car.
That's the only way to ride a roller coaster, Lee, and it is worth waiting in the extra long line to get up in the front seat. I agree.
Absolutely.
I was at SeaWorld a couple years ago, and we waited in the long line to get in the front of the car there, the front car, and it was well worth it. So I used to just get on any seat, the shortest line, but it is worth the wait. There are a few things in life that are worth the wait, and that's one of them.
Absolutely.
But you've been in the financial world, and I know you talk about something called the wow factor when you're meeting with clients, and it's a particular concept that you use when you explain things to them, and you say it's a wow factor. Will you explain what the wow factor is?
Sure. You know, many, many times when people go to a financial planner and they're really looking for advice, I think in the reality is that the average financial planner, and I hate to say that we are average because I certainly don't think we are, but I think in what I call an even playing field, there's really not much differentiation between one advisor and the next. You know, we're all using really the same products. We all have the same kind of fees or same kind of commissions. One advisor may, you know, maybe save you a little bit on some of the fees. Another advisor may really offer you safety at a little different level. But at the end of the day, I think when we kind of deal with what I call the big tax culprit, at the end of the day, I don't think the average advisor really is making much of a difference. So what we've done in our practice is we have really kind of committed to what I call the wow effect. And the wow effect is really making a measurable differentiation at the very first meeting with our client and showing them how, by repositioning very, very small dollars, we can actually create a windfall of tax-free money down the road. And when we share with the clients the kind of returns we're looking at, everybody says, wow.
So you'll show them how to get the wow.
Absolutely.
Well, that's. I hear you're doing something very, very special and unique up there in Ohio for your clients' children to create more predictable and tax-free retirement than their traditional 401ks and IRAs by using life insurance. You call it the Family Legacy Retirement Plan. Can you tell us a little bit about it and how it works?
Absolutely. You know, there was a study in the AARP magazine September of last year, and it really kind of painted a pretty dismal picture for upcoming retirees in America for the next 15 or 20 years. And I think if we really look at that, the reality is I don't think any of us would disagree that Social Security may not even look the same in 15 or 20 years when our clients' children are needing it. If your children are lucky enough to have a pension today, the probability is when they lose their job, and sadly enough, many of them will, the new job may not even have a pension. And if they're lucky enough to have a 401k today, there's no guarantee that the 401 will continue to have a match. So I think the reality of it is, going forward, the picture of retirement for our children is a very, very different, and I hate to be negative, but certainly a little bleak. So we've actually created a kind of a family solution to what I call a global problem, and we do call it the Family Legacy Retirement Plan. And the reason why we call it the Family Legacy Retirement Plan is because, number one, it really is a family issue. We want to bring the family together to solve a problem. We want to show the children how to create a legacy, but a legacy that will take them through retirement. Let's say, for an example, I have a client that comes in my office, and they have two children. And my client is 62 years of age with his spouse. They're both in their 60s, and they're in what we call standard health. Standard health, which may surprise the listeners, for, you know, somebody 62 would be they probably have high blood pressure. It's under control. Maybe they have diabetes, maybe cholesterol. Maybe they've even had a bout of prostate cancer or breast cancer, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. So in this life insurance concept, a lot of people are very surprised that you don't necessarily need to be the picture of health. Well, in this family legacy, what we do is we actually create what we call a last-to-die life insurance policy, or some people call it a survivorship policy. Very different than the average policy that most people have tucked away in a safety deposit box, because this policy does not pay the husband when the wife dies and does not pay the wife when the husband dies. This policy, as it's named, only triggers a death benefit when the last one passes away. Now, we then go a step further. So we have a life insurance policy, and the insured is mom and dad. But the interesting concept, when we sit down and talk to the children, if we ask the kids, what are you doing today for your future retirement? Most will say, well, I'm putting money in a 401k, or I have an IRA, or my wife's a teacher and we have a 403b. So everybody's kind of doing these conventional things. And I think if you really just step back for a minute, and if you do what everybody else is doing, you're going to pretty much get what everybody else has gotten. And if we look on the horizon, that's not a very attractive destination to be heading. So what we do is very simply this. We make an assumption that each child, and let's say we have two children, mom and dad are, let's say, 62, and the two children are, you know, in their, you know, late 30s, early 40s, a typical 20-year differential between mom and dad and the kids.
Correct.
And we make an assumption, you know, that the kids are probably putting in anywhere from $7,500 to $10,000 a year in their retirement vehicle. But the challenge with any retirement vehicle is, can you tell me what it will be worth 15 or 20 years down the road? No. Can you tell me what the tax consequences are going to be?
You can guess. It'll be pretty bad, won't it?
Well, you know, just it's pretty scary, absolutely. So the question is, why is everybody simply putting money in something that has no guarantee other than the guarantee of a significant tax liability down the road every time they reach in the cookie jar? So with our strategy, we're going to give their children two things that they don't have today. Number one, we're going to give them a guaranteed retirement. And number two, we're going to make that retirement tax-free. And here's how we do it. Let's make an assumption that this life insurance policy, survivorship policy, has an annual premium of $10,000 a year. And what we're going to recommend is each child, and in this example we have two, simply does nothing other than back off their normal contributions in their 401k or IRA or 403b by, let's say, only $5,000. So each child that was putting in $10,000 now will continue simply to put in $5,000 in their existing plan. And we will take those after-tax dollars, the $5,000 that is not going in the plan, and each child will now deposit it as an annual premium into the life insurance policy. So each child is putting in $5,000. We now have $10,000 going into the life insurance policy. And the logical question is, why? Why would a son or daughter walk away from a 401k sponsored by a wonderful company and put money into a life insurance product? For this very reason. And I've run these numbers, so these are accurate numbers. If I have a husband and wife 62 years of age that are in standard health, which I've explained before what that is, and if they are making a $10,000 annual premium payment, when mom and dad die, this policy will pay $902,000, 100% tax-free to the children. Mm. So the question that I ask every child who's chasing a future retirement is, where could you put $5,000 a year today and create a guaranteed $450,000 tax-free distribution down the road? It's really one of the single most exciting methods for retirement that I've stumbled on.
You know, I was at a convention with you, Lee, and I was on the bus, and you were a couple seats in front of me, and I heard you talking about it, and it got my ears tremendously when you were going over that example. And it really does bring to the point where, you know, what happens in the 401k world is 401ks have done a great job of, they're basically marketing machines, getting people to pour money in so the person who sets up the 401k can make the money, basically, but there's no guarantees for the people who are putting money into the 401k. Here,
absolutely,
you're utilizing one of the oldest vehicles out there for financial planning, life insurance. And when people hear life insurance, a lot of times they say, hey, get away. You're like on the Groundhog Day, that life insurance agent's chasing Bill Murray around. And I forget what that, what's that guy's name? It's
I think it's Ned, and if I remember correctly, he eventually gets punched in the face.
He's got that great hat from the 1960s and says, Bill, how are
you? And that's about the attitude people get when they hear life insurance, but they need to realize life insurance is one of the only investments out there that it has a guaranteed payoff as long as you pay your premiums, because we're all going to pass away someday. But
absolutely, and it really is what I would respectfully say. It really is, number one, the single most misunderstood financial vehicle, and it certainly is probably one of the most underutilized vehicles today in the marketplace.
Absolutely. I agree. That and long-term care, or setting
absolutely
up long-term care the right way. Now, we hear a whole lot of talk about the Roth IRA and Roth conversions, especially this year because the rules have opened up a lot more opportunities for people. But I understand that you have a special twist on Roth planning using life insurance. How does that work?
Yeah. You know, the metaphor that I would say to somebody is this. If the Army Corps of Engineers knocked on your door and they said to you that we have satellite technology and it has told us without any mistake that there is a major flood coming down your street and you are going to lose between 40 and maybe 50% of the value of your home in the upcoming flood, what would you do?
Buy a boat.
Well, there you go, or certainly get swimming lessons. You know, and I say that metaphor because when it really comes to taxes today in America, there is a significant flood coming down the road that is just as predictable as any flood you hear about on TV. But that flood is future tax. It's future income tax. It's future estate tax. So I pose a question when I'm sitting in front of my clients. If we know there's a significant tax liability coming down the road, why would I continue to build a portfolio that will do nothing other than enhance the tax collector later? So, I mean, if you knew there was a flood coming, would anybody during an upcoming hurricane season down south in your neighborhood call a builder and say, hey, I hear there's a Category 4 coming. Why don't we build a 1,400-square-foot addition to the house on a beach?
Only if they like to build.
Yeah. So it's the same thing. So here's what we do. We've got a program that we call an after-death Roth conversion. But the neat part about the Roth conversion that we have is we're going to show you how to partner up with somebody, and that somebody is going to pay between 50 and 70% of the tax that you owe when you do that Roth. Kind of a neat angle, isn't it?
It sure is.
Well, you know, because if you take a look at a normal Roth, people love the concept. Everybody'd love to have tax-free money. But when you're sitting with an advisor and you've got a $400,000 IRA and you say, hey, I want to turn it into a Roth, are you comfortable writing a check to the IRS for $160,000? Most people, that's where the Roth excitement stops. Well, let me tell you how we pick up the Roth excitement. Number one, we educate the client that simply deferring their existing IRA for a later date may not be in their best interest. We all agree, and again, nobody has a crystal ball, but we all think that taxes can go nowhere but higher. So if I know taxes are going to go higher, why would I defer to create a greater liability down the road when I can maybe today pay taxes at a much lesser rate? So what I get my clients to do is very simply, and I'm going to use a go back to that same 62-year-old couple again that's now sitting in front of me. And this particular gentleman has a $400,000 IRA. He's not using the money, and if he didn't have to take the money out in 8 years when the government said, he'd be very, very happy to let it sit, but he can't. So we can actually tell him, as if today was 8 years, what it would cost in tax to withdraw it. Well, let's turn around today as a very simple example, and let's just withdraw $10,000 from his IRA. Now let's turn around, and again, assuming both of these people are in good health, let's create two identical life insurance policies, one for the husband and one for the wife. Each policy would have a $5,000 a year annual premium. Now, the women tend to kind of get a much better return on their investment because they live longer than us guys. So in this example, a $5,000 a year premium for his wife at 62 would generate approximately $300,000 in a tax-free death benefit. On his $5,000 contribution, it would generate approximately $246,000. Now, let's assume this gentleman who is making $5,000 a year as an annual premium on his policy, he lives 10 years. So he put $50,000 into this life insurance. When he dies, his wife gets the $246,000 tax-free. But she also gets a $400,000 IRA, and she's excited about it, but she's really thinking, how can I turn this IRA into a legacy not only for me but for my children and avoid tax? So we go back to the Roth strategy, and we go back to the amount that it would cost to Roth the IRA she just inherited from her husband, and, you know, we can use a ballpark figure, call it 40% with some kind of city tax, state tax, federal tax. So she owes $160,000 to the IRS. Pretty big number. But let's take a look at what their preventative thought created for them right now. So when she writes a check to $160,000 to the IRS, let's not forget her husband only put in $50,000 of premium. So we actually have $110,000 going to the IRS that is not part of the premium he paid, which is ultimately the benefit that he got from the life insurance.
Okay.
So if we look at the math, 70% of the $160,000 was actually paid for by the insurance company. So in essence, what we really did, by partnering up 10 years before with an insurance company, we created an incredible opportunity for our spouse to have what we call an after-death Roth conversion, but she didn't even have to pay all the tax herself. She used 70% of the money that the insurance company gave her.
That's using the rules to your advantage, isn't it?
Absolutely it is, and that's what it really takes in today's world with the fees that people are paying, with the taxes that you're paying. You've got to find and look for a distinctive, definitive edge, and that's what we try to do, Pete.
Now, these are things, Lee, a lot of folks don't hear about because they're used to dealing with transactional-based financial folks, and that's the guy or gal who's just going to appear out of nowhere or at a club or church and all of a sudden want to put your investments under their management or sell you something and not really doing planning. I noticed this when I was doing research on an article that I wrote called A Good Well Never Runs Out of Water, and it was about income planning, about looking at what people have now and trying to look down that road and see what they're going to need for income in the future and seeing if there's a way they can get guaranteed income for the rest of their life as well as leave money to their next of kin. And I know you're very active in creating tax-free income using life insurance. How does that work?
Sure. You know, one other point that I just want to piggyback with you. If you ever want to clear out a room, you know, just go to a wedding or a reception and just say, hey, does anybody need life insurance? I mean, people leave like it's the Titanic, you know, but sadly enough, today, certain things have just got to be fashionable. I mean, you know, if you didn't lose 30 or 40% of your money in the market, you know, I mean, you know, you can't even play golf with your buddies because everybody wants to whine about, you know, how tough things were. You know, so sadly enough, some of the more what I call core fundamental financial products are boring. They're not sexy, but they're incredibly reliable. Let me just kind of piggyback that thought you were talking about tax-free income. I'm going to Las Vegas next week, and one of the things I'm going to be doing is talking to four separate doctors because, again, they know what I do, and they've kind of found us through the Internet, and we happen to be in Vegas at a meeting that I believe you'll be at as well.
Sure will.
And what these doctors are looking at, they're all kind of in their 40s, and they've kind of become disenchanted with doing what everybody else gets. They've seen the real estate buildings that they have go down in value. They've seen their portfolios go down in value while their expenses and taxes go up. So one of the neat things that a lot of people don't understand that you can do with life insurance, and again, you've got to, you know, build the policies appropriately, of course, so I would certainly recommend your listeners, you know, seek the advice of somebody that really, really has the expertise in this field, doesn't just do it because you request them to do it. But what a lot of people don't realize is you can actually put money in a life insurance policy and build the cash value up over years, and down the road, there's a very creative way of taking the money out of the life insurance policy. It's not a conventional withdrawal that a lot of people are thinking about. You can actually borrow your own money from the cash value portion of the contract, and a lot of people don't realize that it really does not even have to be paid back. But the neat thing about the cash value side of the life insurance contract is I get to access that money, and I can do it 100% tax-free as well because we're calling it a loan. So that when I do income planning, and I kind of call it income engineering, and we do modeling, you know, the neat things about these contracts, you know, the old days, all you really had was kind of a maybe a whole life policy that, you know, had a maybe a 3 to 4, 5% rate of return. What's interesting about some of these index life policies is your sub-account can actually be pointing to many, many indexes to determine the rate of return in that cash value side. So it could be pointing to the S&P, it could be pointing to the Dow, the NASDAQ, Lehman Brothers, a lot of different entities. And ultimately what that means is we're hoping to increase the cash value, just like we increase the cash value in a 401k. But I think given the choice of sitting in front of a doctor or any hardworking individual, would you rather have $400,000 in a 401k when you retire with who knows what kind of tax liability for you, what kind of tax liability to your wife when she inherits it, and who knows what the tax liability will be to the children, or would you rather have a life insurance policy that has $400,000 of cash value that I can borrow against tax-free, and it has a death benefit tax-free at the same time? And that's the power of using life insurance to generate tax-free income.
And the best loan is one when you're borrowing from yourself, isn't it, Lee?
Absolutely.
You know,
you're always the banker.
So the concepts you have are great, and on the radio it's a little tough, and if people are interested in finding out more detail, we'll get some contact information out in a little while too. But we're going to be doing in the future, and I hope you can come back on the show and go over some more advanced topics. But I've got a Science of Money series coming up soon, and I think we're going to be doing a series of webinars, and I think this would be a great concept for the Science of Money down the road, explaining, you know, some things that people don't quite understand. You know, back in the day when they thought the earth was flat, nobody wanted to hear about it being round. That was the science of the world. But once people figured out it wasn't flat, you know, tremendous things happened. So we can figure out that there are other ways to put money away for retirement than just piling it into the 401k and the day before you retire have a market crash.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we say when we lecture around the country quite a bit, are there's two real important phrases that kind of follow us around. Number one, we all suffer from we don't know what we don't know. But the problem with not knowing what we don't know is we don't even know what we don't know. And I know that that's kind of a tongue twister, but the reality of it is, how many incredibly complicated decisions have we entered into with our 401k or 403b, even considering to do with our Roth, only maybe not to know what we don't know. So we don't even know what question not to ask, so we're not going to ask the question. And the second thing that we say, which we have a poster, and it's really the theme to what we stand for in Akron and throughout the country, is, you know, your financial future really deserves a second opinion. More than ever before, getting a second opinion is so critical, and I would warn your listeners, running back to your existing advisor is not getting a second opinion, it's getting a first opinion a second time. You really want to sit down with somebody else, somebody that doesn't have a vested interest, and kind of peel the onion a little bit so that next time you do sit in front of your financial advisor, He's going to know that you've been listening to Pete's show because you got a great education and you're now asking questions that you never would have asked before.
Yeah, if you go back to that same person for a second opinion, they gave you the first one. I mean, they're either going to not know. Well, here's this three different things, Lee. Like you said, you either don't know you don't know, or you know you don't know, but you try to act like you still know. And that's what we run into with that third one there a lot of times with the current financial planners who haven't really educated the clients fully like they should be.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate you coming on the show, Lee. That's Lee Hyder from Akron, Ohio, a roller coaster junkie, and we really appreciated your time here on the Financial Safari. Talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Take care. See you next week.
Wow, Pete, what a great guest. He had a lot of really smart concepts.
If you want to get in touch with Lee directly, we really appreciated having him on the show. You folks that are listening up there in Ohio area, you've got a tremendous asset in Lee Hyder. You can contact Lee directly at his office at 330-836-7800.
The website, leehyder.com, H-Y-D-E-R.
Yeah, L-E-E-H-Y-D-E-R.com. Again, office number is 330-836-7800. Lee Hyder is one of the best people we've ever had on the show. I looked in the control room, and I saw the guys in the control room taking notes as well. Lee Hyder knows his stuff. He is one of the best planners I've ever talked to because he actually cares about every single one of his clients.
Great guest. We'll look forward to having him back on in the future.
It's the Financial Safari. Find out more about the show by going to our website, CoachPeteRadio.com.
End of message.